Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time is most appropriate for you as you are tuning in. Welcome to a brand new day with Stephanie J. I am excited just to have another opportunity. And I don't know about you, but today is a good day to be alive and be among the land of the living. Let me start out by saying I do not own the rights to this song, this instrumental that was playing in the intro and is playing in the background. It is an instrumental created by my son, and he actually has a SoundCloud page under SMNS in all caps. This is a particular track that I love. It's among my top 10 favorites of his. And he entitled this Conmigo, which means with me in Spanish. And so I decided to put it on because it is such an uplifting vibe, and it always, I don't care what is going on. He made these CDs for me back in 2018. I have listened to this song so much, put it on repeat, danced all over the place. I was dancing to it in the car the other day. I just absolutely love this vibe. So I'm not going to be long this evening. It's pretty late on my end, but I could not go to bed without sharing some things that has been in my heart. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to make the devil mad real quick. He has been trying so hard to really frustrate me in this season and these last few weeks in particular, because he knows and he sees where I am, and he knows and he's aware that he has not been able to get me down. He has not been able to get me out. No matter what he has tried to do, it has failed. Because how many of you know the Bible says the weapon may form, but it will not prosper? And so I've had a busy week, even already starting out, and really busy week, ending out the week last week. I've been on the go a lot, and he tried to attack me over the weekend. I ended up going back to patient first, but I'm glad that I did, because they actually ended up giving me a treatment that took care of the persistent cough that I had been having trouble getting rid of. Gave me some more medication, but it's all good. And so I'm feeling much better behind that. And on top of that, you know, it's tax season. So I had to go kind of deal with that today. But as I was getting ready this morning, I checked my phone, saw that I had some emails come through, and one was from one of my banks letting me know that some charges had hit my account and the money wasn't there. It was actually from some, bills that I had gone online to pay. Now, what happened actually was my fault, because I did not think, I've been under a lot of pressure lately. And about a week ago, I went in and I changed my primary bank, and I put my other bank as the bank that I wanted to take certain payments out of now. And I've been, using my primary bank for the longest time. So when I went in, I made two transactions, and I didn't double check the card that I was, putting these transactions on, and it was my primary bank, and I meant to do the other bank. So I'm waiting for those charges to show up, and I sent it to the wrong bank. So that was supposed to be a damper on my morning, like, oh no, these charges, because if you you know, make these payments and the money is not there. Actually, partial payment was there because they, you know, right away they took that money, applied it towards the first transaction, and then the second transaction wasn't enough to cover it. So normally right off the bat, that would be $35 per charge. And I said, okay, I didn't even flinch. I said, all right, let me leave out a little early and go take care of it. And what I had to do was go to my primary bank, which was the first bank anyway, closest to me, went to my primary bank, withdrew the money, and then drove up to my bank to cover, you know, the costs. And a little later, I received an email from my bank saying, we've applied 1 day grace period to your transaction. As long as you have the money in the account to clear up any balances by 11:59 the next day, we will not charge a $35 fee. So that was a blessing. You know, like I said, it was my fault. Wasn't even really thinking about it, but it still worked out in the end. And what I was glad about is that I did not get upset. I did not get frustrated. I did not let it knock me off balance. I just took it. Okay, I'll just go and do what I have to do. On my way to the bank, as I got down to the end of the drive, the road that I, you know, live on, there were funeral cars lining up at the end of the road. And I saw people getting out of their cars, going into the, you know, the house on the very end of this road. And so I said a prayer for this family. And as I was turning off onto the main highway, I just started to say, God, I thank you. Because even though I'm dealing with these issues, even though I'm still dealing with some things, at least I'm not on my way to a funeral this morning. And then I said a prayer for my aunt who recently lost her husband. And then I just started thanking God for his goodness, for his blessings, for his mercy, because no matter what's going on, he is great and greatly to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. So I continued to go on about my day, made a few extra stops. I went and took care of my taxes, ended up being there for maybe a little over an hour, hour and a half. But the good news is I get a refund. I don't owe the IRS. So that was good news. And then I came on home and I had to take care of something with my son. And then we went out. He had an activity this afternoon and I went and took care of some stuff that I needed to do while he was at his activity. The day just continued to flow. And actually, I forgot to say, when I was coming back from having my taxes prepared, I ran into that same funeral procession. They had the funeral at a former church of mine, and they were leaving the funeral, you know, coming past me as I was coming back. And so I had to just pray again and thank God again. They're on their way to the cemetery to lay their loved one, their friend, their beloved to rest. And I'm only dealing with challenges and issues and things that could be worse. It could be a lot worse. So it put me in a different mindset and my perspective was different. And instead of allowing, you know, these little instances, these nuances to change, you know, my feeling, to get me down, because that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to use whatever he can. He's trying to throw blows, and I'm so grateful. And I just had to tell him tonight, I said, I'm glad that you're still trying to hit me with your best shot, because all you're doing is letting me know that I'm still a threat to your kingdom. And on top of that, he's trying to stir up some issues with mail. I've been having some problems with mail delivery for the last few years, on and off. And I've had to go back and forth to the post office and talk with management. And he had me sign up for informed delivery, which I did. And that alleviated some of the problems. But last week, my mail was delivered to one of my neighbors, and they had the audacity to open my mail. And so, you know, I had to go take care of some things. And I talk with a supervisor. It's just funny. I had to chuckle to myself because I know how the enemy works and I know the spirit, you know, that I'm dealing with. And so, you know, I talked with one of the supervisors and he assured me that, you know, he would look into it and, you know, moving forward, we want to make sure that these things aren't happening and, you know, things like that. So why today do I get a notice? I'm waiting on a package that's supposed to be delivered today before 9 o'clock. When I came in after 6 o'clock, there was no mail in the box, but the package required a signature. Well, I wasn't home to, you know, sign for anything. No one knocked on my door or anything. And at 6:51, I get an email stating that my package has been left with an individual. Really? What individual? Where is the package that I was supposed to sign for? So the supervisor gave me a number to contact him. I sent him a text like, hey, okay, this is what happened today. So where is this package? So this is something else that needs to be investigated. And so, like I said, it's one thing after the other, after the other, after the other. And that is supposed to get me frustrated. That is supposed to get me down. No, no, sorry, can't do it. Because I already see and I already know, and the signs are there. I see the signposts. I'm coming out. I've already declared that. I've talked about some things in previous episodes. You cannot hold me down. You cannot get me down. You cannot take me out. You cannot get me out. So you're just kicking up dust, trying to get your last little licks in before this fight is over. And I'm here to let the devil know you about to be TK'd old. And there is no doubt in my mind that the weapons that have formed will not, cannot prosper. And I'm a living testament of the goodness and the grace and the mercy of the Almighty that I serve. That's why I can put on this upbeat music. I'll probably be dancing around my room before it's all said and done because I can never sit still. In fact, the other day I was in a car grooving to it while I was driving. My son was recording a video of me and he was cracking up laughing. He said, Mom, you sure can't move even when you're driving. I could not keep still. I cannot not dance and be uplifted and be in a good mood and a good spirit just listening to this song. This is a victory song for me. I'm going to turn it up a little bit. Hopefully it doesn't come through too loud because I'm playing it out. But that's what you need to do tonight. I don't know what your circumstances are, what time of day it is, where you're listening to it, because I do have people listening to this podcast in other countries. I don't know what you're going through. It doesn't matter what you're going through. If you keep the right mindset and the right perspective, then you can understand, like I understand, that no weapon formed against you will prosper. I don't know if you know the Lord. I don't know if you have the Lord as Lord of your life, but I do. And so I know even all the things that I'm facing, the challenges, the dates coming up, everything that I'm facing, I already know that I'm coming out victorious. I already know, as the Bible says, that I am more than a conqueror. I already know that I cannot lose because Jesus Christ already got me the victory. And so I'm going to keep on dancing in the devil's face. I'm going to keep on praising. I'm going to keep on listening to my music. I'm going to keep getting up every single day, fixing myself up, jumping in my truck. That's right, my truck that the Lord blessed me with. He's even blessed me in the season while I was struggling. It reminds me of Isaac, who sold even in the midst of a famine and reaped 100-fold. God has blessed me. God has kept me. God has opened up doors. The enemy was trying to close doors. The enemy was doing all kind of things behind my back. And God just stepped in and exposed that thing. And he said, I'm going to prepare the table before you in the presence of your enemies. That's exactly what he's done. And that's exactly what he's doing. And it's not over yet. It's not finished yet. There's an investigation going on with this landlord-tenant situation. And I'm so anticipating the end of this thing. Because I already know what the outcome is. Already know that everything that the enemy has tried to do has failed. In fact, God will take those very weapons that the enemy has forged against you and will allow you to use those weapons against your enemy. So I just want somebody to be encouraged tonight. I don't know where you are. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're going through, but I hope you learn to trust in this great and marvelous and mighty God that I've been knowing since I was a girl, since I was a child. There isn't anything that I've been through. And I've been through some dark stuff. I've been through some losses. I've been through some hurt. I've been through some seasons of struggle. I've been through seasons where it just seemed like it would never end. It seemed like the sun would never shine again. And speaking of the sun, I was able unexpectedly to see the eclipse today. It was after I dropped my son off. And I just walked out and I sat on a bench on the side of the road for a little bit because the weather was just so beautiful and people were all around and people were out there with their glasses. And I got preoccupied when I, went out earlier. I meant to, pick up the glasses and just didn't think about it until I was on my way home. And so a man was standing there when I walked over and he had his phone and I didn't notice at the time that he had glasses, but he was just kind of standing up and I'm like, on my phone and things like that. So after a few minutes, he sat down on the bench next to me. And after about 3 minutes, he said, "Would you like to see it? Would you like to see it? It's still up there." And I looked at him and he was holding out his glasses. So I said, "Sure." And boy, I looked up and saw the eclipse. I saw the moon in the midst of that bright light. And all of a sudden, I was just like a little kid. I said, "Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I can really see it." And he was like, "Yeah, yeah." He said, "It's like about 87% now." But he said, "Yeah, you can see it good." Right? I said, "Oh my gosh, this is so amazing. Like, I cannot believe it." And, he was just laughing. And I was just like, "Thank you so much. Oh, I appreciate that." And so I was sitting there unexpectedly seeing, let me turn this down, seeing this eclipse coming through when I did not even anticipate it. And you know what? That gave me a quick revelation. God is about to do some things in the lives of his people that we are not even expecting. He's going to line you up like he did me today. He's going to put you in the right place. I had no intention on sitting in that spot. I actually was on my way back to my truck and my truck was parked about 2 blocks away. And so I just wanted to sit in and, sit down and take in the scenery. And God said, "Just hold up for a second. I got a blessing for you, an unexpected blessing for you. God's going to allow his children to see some things, to see some places, to go some places, to be some places and do some things that we are not expecting." Because guess what? Ephesians 3:20 says that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. And I don't know about you, but I am excited about that on tonight. I don't know about you, but I'm claiming it. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for it. I don't know about you, but I'm just so grateful to know that I know that I know that everything is working for my good, that no weapon formed against me will prosper, and that in the end, I win. I've already won. I've already got the victory. I don't know about you, but Jesus is Lord of my life. And no matter what has happened, no matter what can come against me, God before me is more than the world against me. You be blessed and you have a good night.